The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to first of all pray that God will bless the year that's ahead of us, that we will find ourselves in the center of His will, and that we will be doing what He has called us to do. We know in a sense that there's no need to have too much instruction. Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. But we also realize that we've been called to serve in different ways. Some have apostolic ministry, some have pastoral ministry, some have teaching ministry, some have prophetic ministry. And some will have the ministry of the evangelist. But these ministries are all to work to the same end, that we build the body of Christ. But what I want to just emphasize today is that we do need God's vision. Sometimes we can have our own vision, and there may be some relationship with what God wants, but it can be very centered upon us, our church, what I want to do, what I believe is right. It's so important to humbly seek the face of God and to say, Lord, what is it that you have? And what I want us to catch is something of what the Lord Jesus said when he looked at the crowds. The Bible says he looked at crowds of people. And as he saw these crowds, we read that he had compassion. He was moved with compassion because he saw that some of them fainted, they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. I think it's very important, whether you live in a village, whether you live in a town, whether you live in a large city, it's very important to sometimes just wait on God and say, Lord, give me your heart for this place. Give me the compassion, the concern, the commitment to see you work in this city. Now, it's very interesting because we know that Jonah eventually went to the city of Nineveh. But sad to say, his heart wasn't totally in it. And that didn't mean that God didn't use him, but it clearly wasn't the best situation. Whereas when we hear about, say, Philip, for example, Philip goes down to Samaria and he's fully up for it. You know, he's been a deacon, he's served at tables, he's been incredibly humble, but now God has given him a chance in the city to proclaim the good news. And loads of people, many, many people, are finding Jesus. It's very exciting. But we also know that in the ministry of Jesus, he sometimes just spent time with one person. He is with a great crowd as he's walking out of Jericho, and he sees one man, and it's blind Bartimaeus. Now, there could have been many blind people by the roadside. I don't know. It's very possible. But there is one person that God is calling Jesus the Son, God the Father calling Jesus the Son, to touch that day, and it's Bartimaeus. Again, with a great crowd that was gathering in Luke chapter 19, what do we read? We read that of all the homes that Jesus passed, he went into the home of Zacchaeus, the tax collector. So we have wonderful examples of Jesus being willing to reach one as well as the vast crowds. But the key issue in all of these situations is the compassion. Just that burning heart, seeing how lost they were, seeing how hopeless they were, and wanting these people to find direction, focus, purpose for their lives. And in the midst of all that, he was healing every sickness, every disease. But Jesus looks at this and he says to the disciples, pray the Lord of the harvest to send labourers into his harvest. This year, as you look at your church, there may be evangelistic programmes that you feel are right to do. But the first thing we need to do is pray. It's absolutely vital that we're willing to spend time waiting on God, listening to his voice, getting his sense of direction and purpose, whether it's a big project or a small project, to do what we do for him. Pray. Pray the Lord of the harvest. God is looking for a harvest. We're not told how many. We do know in heaven there's a multitude that can't be numbered. And what we know is God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Pray, Jesus says, for labourers. In other words, not just for prima donnas, not just for people who want to be looked up to and given accolades and whose name is across all the billboards. No, Jesus said, labourers, workers, hard workers. Very important in the kingdom. So look at your church, look at your community, look at your village, your town, your city, and say, Lord, number one, increase my compassion for these people and these places. And then, Lord, I'm going to pray for your strategy, for your way to unfold. And I'm praying for workers, not people who want to look at the church, what can the church do for me, but people who humbly say, what can I do to spread the news of Jesus who died and rose again and one day is coming again. May God bless you as you reflect on these words. My reading was Matthew 9 and it's the last verses, 35 to 38. This is what you can meditate on. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.